There are a lot of keys to being a successful sports bettor: patience, discipline, and line shopping. BetStamp gives its users the much needed ability to find the best odds by line shopping. Before you place your next wager, head over to the App Store or Play Store and download the BetStamp app. Gain an edge in sports betting by having multiple accounts at different sportsbooks so you can get the best odds. Use the BetLink page to get access to all of BetStamp's affiliate sportsbooks and their prices. Don't forget to type in referral code BLACKBOOKIE, and of course, last but not least, the app is completely free. So download it now and become a better sports bettor just like me.
He runs a website called The Black Bookie, which is very cool. You ought to stop by and check that out. And his slogan is, and I haven't hit this before, I'm going to hit it this time because it's the best one. His slogan is, if you snooze, you lose. And indeed, that is the case. There are only so many money-making opportunities to be had, and he's going to tell you where they all are. It's the one and only Black Bookie. It's Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, how are you today?
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Snooze You Lose podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Joe. This is a sports and a sports betting podcast where the motto is and always will be win together, lose together. Download that BetStamp app. Use a referral code BLACKBOOKIE. As always, follow us on all social media platforms at the BLACKBOOKIE, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. New listeners, old listeners, you know how we rock. We don't like to take up too much of your time. So let's get right to it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button as well. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And we're going to start the show off with an apology. Because we sucked. The last 8 picks, we sucked. And it was unacceptable. It was embarrassing. And I'm sorry. Because it shouldn't happen. Will we win every single bet? Of course not. Will we go 90%? Of course not. But the week that we had last week should not happen. Especially with how well we started 2023. February 12th, we came in 23-16. February 5th, we were 20-12. So from the 5th to the 12th, we went 3-4. And then the wheels just fell off. And that just can't happen. And what we do and what we teach and what we're trying to accomplish, that just can't happen. So apologies for that. That's being transparent. That's being honest. That's taking accountability. We're looking to start a new streak. We did just get 2 winners back to back in Michigan State. And then we cashed again with Southern Illinois. But it is not enough. There's still more work to be done. And we will look to get it going. And I honestly just can't wait for baseball season. The All-Star Weekend. Matt McClung winning the dunk contest. You know, great job, I thought, on his first dunk. But the reason why he won this, not that he didn't perform well or didn't show out or didn't put on a show and do some tremendous things, but the reason he won this and the key to the dunk contest, the way it is today, right? Because we've seen so many dunks. There's only so many renditions you can do. The key to putting yourself in a position to win, even if you don't have the best dunk, and I'm not saying that he didn't, but the key to winning the dunk contest these days, because of our attention span and because of what we have already seen in the past and the historic years that we'll never see again, or rather the historic contest that we've seen in the past, is you have to get it on the first attempt. And that's why he won, and that's why it wasn't even close, because every single dunk and each round that he had, he got it on the first attempt. And that's what makes what he did even more impressive. And for any competitor, you got to get it on the first try. And somebody please slap Jericho Sims in the back of his head. I don't know what the hell he was thinking with the arm in the rim the first time. And then the one-handed one the second time with grabbing the 50. He just, you know, when like you punish your kids, or even a sibling, when they just say something stupid and you just give them a quick slap in the back of the head. He just needed one of those. God, it was so stupid. The first time, it's like, all right. But then the second time, and to think you were going to get a 50 for that, he just needed a slap in the back of the head. The All-Star Game. I respect Giannis for still showing up. still doing the draft, still being a part of the festivities in a way, even though he wasn't playing, you know, being hurt. Sometimes guys get hurt and they don't even show up. You know, they just have reserves and players take over, take their position. I respect him for still showing up, still being animated, still showing off his personality, still being there, still being a present and one of the young faces of this league. So I appreciate what he did, you know, being hurt, coming out there, scoring a quick 2 points and then checking out. I respect that. But I just don't know what happened to the times where they put in some effort. I feel like it happened so fast. It went, I feel like it wasn't that long ago where they were at least trying in the second half, where it got a little competitive. We saw a little bit of defense in the third and fourth quarter. But now they don't try at all. And was it like that last year? I really remember watching last year, because with the dunk contest being so bad in the years past, and all the stars not wanting to participate in it, the Ja Morant, you know, LeBron James, not wanting to participate in it, we haven't watched too many. I haven't watched too many. So I don't know if it's shifted that in right before my eyes, but I feel like it wasn't that long ago where they at least tried a little bit. And it's not just the fans saying this now at this point. Everybody thinks it's a joke. The coach thought, Michael Malone, who was one of the coaches for the Denver Nuggets, said it was a joke. It was terrible. It was one of the worst games he's ever watched. Jaylen Brown said it was a glorified layup line. It's a joke. There was no, Jason Tatum shouldn't be dropping 55 in an All-Star game. That just shouldn't be happening. We've even, you know, RIP to the mama. We've even seen clips like how Kobe talked about it. This game should be competitive to some degree. Am I asking you to go full out from beginning to end? No. But try a little. Give a quarter of an effort. Play the fourth quarter tough. At least that. Have some respect for us. Some respect for the game. The players that have been voted here and the players that are putting this on their resume that they've been here 7 years, 10 years in a row, 15 years in a row, then give a shit. Try a little bit. And I'm tired of hearing, well, they don't want to get hurt. They're at the second half of the season. Come on. We've seen these dudes play in the Drew League. We've seen NBA players before play in Rucker Park. They go hard in UCLA in the summer. We see them all the time balling out when it don't matter. All the time. I don't want to hear they don't want to get hurt. We don't want them to get hurt either. Because fans of these, you know, the players of certain teams, of course, we want to make a push. Certain teams are making playoff pushes. Some teams are looking to clinch home court. We don't want them to get hurt either. We just want them to care a little bit. Care, you can care a little bit and give some effort without getting hurt. That's not an excuse. I like the drafting the players. That helped. I thought that was cool to mix it up instead of just doing East and West all the time. I like that concept, but they still need to be a little bit competitive. Like I said, we're not asking for beginning to end full court defense to be pressing. No one's asking for that. We're actually just care. Respect us a little bit to try a little bit. It was the least watched All-Star game in history. The ratings hit record low. It was down 27% from last year. That's all you need to know. Just care. Just a little bit. For one quarter, care for the fourth quarter. That's it. You want to trade baskets up and down, throw it off the glass, dunk. Ooh-wee-ah. We get it. But care a little bit in the second half. That's it. Tighten up a little bit. Play a little defense. Let the refs blow the whistle a few times. There'll be a few fouls. We want to see it. You guys are the best players in the world. Some of you are selected by the fans. Come on. We want to see a good game. Don't. We already have to deal with how bad the Pro Bowl is. Don't get added to the list. The NHL All-Star Game was a joke too. Don't get added to the list. All we got now, really now, is the Home Run Derby. Come on, care a little bit. The season resumes tomorrow. Some quick second half things that we'll be looking at least my eyes. Like we talked about, Giannis is going to miss some time with that wrist. The Hawks have fired Nate McMillan. We saw this coming. The Hawks are only 29-30. They were supposed to be improved this year, especially after bringing in Devontae Murray. And it's very simple. Trae Young doesn't like the coach. That's your franchise player. He's not going anywhere. They're not trading him. Once the head coach and the star player start clashing heads and one of them's contract is bigger than the other, somebody got to go. And it ain't the one that's making the least. Somebody's got to go. We've been hearing that for weeks now. That Nate McMillan and Trae Young were clashing heads. It was only a matter of time. Patrick Beverley to the Bulls. The Bulls play the Lakers two more times this year, and Patrick Beverley said his goal is to knock them out of the playoffs. D'Angelo Russell looked comfortable so far in LA, as he's going to be their new point guard. Can they make a run? That's what it is. It's going to be, can they make a run just to get to a play-in game? Can they make a run? D'Angelo, LeBron, AD, like I've said over and over again, we know what we're going to get from LeBron James. If he's healthy and he's out there, we know what we're getting. We're getting 27-8. We're getting 25-10. We're getting 19-10-10 some nights. We know what we're getting. D'Angelo Russell, he does look comfortable. You know, Minnesota clearly wasn't working out. Looking at his numbers, it looked like he almost lost a love for the game. He was playing so bad. So now he is back in L.A. But we know what it comes to. The point I'm getting to, we know what it comes down to. It's AD. It comes down to AD. It is and it always will. As the way this team is constructed and with LeBron being at the age that he is, it will always come down to AD. He has to be healthy and he has to be a contributor. And a big one. It was less than 5 years ago where this person, where Anthony Davis was compared to the best big man in the league. It was supposed to be him, Jokic, Embiid, and Giannis. That now he's nicknamed is Street Clothes. That it will always come down to AD. Kevin Durant could be making his debut with the Suns on Sunday. They play the Bucks. We'll see how that saga starts. Jacque Vaughn, I'm very happy about, was given a contract extension by the Nets. Rightfully so, had this team. Remember, let's not forget how quickly we forget. He came in with BS already on his plate, picking up the pieces. Team went on an 18-3 run. Then one guy gets hurt. One guy starts tweeting and doing nonsense. They're both gone. And now they're like, oh, crap. Now we really dealt you a bad hand. We feel bad for you. So we'll let you stay. But Cam Thomas has been playing great. You got Spencer Dinwiddie. I'm rooting for this Nets team. The other Nets team, I didn't care about. But this Nets team, I'm rooting for them. And I'm rooting for Jacque Vaughn, too. Because he should have been given that extension when KD and Kyrie were still there. Because he earned it. And did you guys see what Anthony Edwards talked about with load management? The same thing I talked about on previous episodes when I said Kawhi Leonard should be investigated. He should be on trial. This load management crap is bullshit. It's ridiculous. If you didn't hear what he said, I'll quickly summarize it. And what he said was, people come out to see us play. The stars, we're talking about the stars of this game. I ain't talking about Austin Reeves. We're talking the stars of this game. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, LeBron James. We're talking about the stars of this league. But these guys are just taking days off, not playing back-to-backs, all this nonsense. And Anthony Edwards said, There's people that come out here to see us play, and they might only have enough money to pay for one ticket all year to take their family to see one game. If you haven't seen the video that went viral, when a kid came, he traveled far. I forgot where he came from. He traveled far to see Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler didn't even play. You know, it ended up turning into a feel-good story because Jimmy met up with him after and, you know, signed a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't always turn into that because every story doesn't go viral. We're not asking for you to play 42 minutes every night. But certain superstars that people are paying their hard-earned money to come see you play and might only make it to one game all year, play 20 minutes. It's a back-to-back, fine. Play 15 minutes. Play 18 minutes. But don't come in your stupid outfits and just sit on the sidelines. We didn't pay for that. We didn't pay to come see you in your stupid boots. Or whatever other crap y'all be wearing now. We came to see you play. And it kills us too as sports bettors because we have to deal with this crap. Questionable, not questionable, probable. All this nonsense. Suit up and play. You don't gotta play 45 minutes every night. Yes, of course, some games against the Hornets are not gonna be as important as games against the Bucks. We get it. So play 15 minutes. We respect that. You come out and give some effort, at least try, maybe get your team a league, they can't hold on to it. I get it. But to not even show up, it's a joke. We're gonna take a quick break. Put a spotlight on my guys. We Like Sports Podcast. Make sure you guys check them out. Give them a follow. They've been helping me out, so do the same. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome into the We Like Sports Podcast. Make sure to check us out every Tuesday on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and more, where we talk about the Cavs, Guardians, Browns, and so much more, especially now with sports betting becoming legal in Ohio. Live from Cleveland, Ohio, it's the We Like Sports Podcast, and make sure you follow our website, welikesportspc.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter as well, We Like Sports PC with a Z.
Oscar Gonzalez leads off the bottom of the 15th. Corey Kluber, this is his third inning of work. The right-hander's pitch. A swing and a high fly. Deep left center field. It is gone.
That's right. Check my guys out. We Like Sports Podcast every Tuesday on those platforms that they mentioned above. Check out their website as well. They got some awesome content on there. I write for them once a week, so make sure you guys check them out. Give them a follow on Twitter and all social media platforms that they are on as well. And like I said, people helping people win together, lose together. So make sure you guys check them out. As we jump into some NFL talk, you know, the big story that's buzzing right now after the Super Bowl, Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs OC, offensive coordinator, you know, he's won two Super Bowls. And we are all ranting and raving, pushing and support, wanting him to get a head coaching opportunity. So let's get this clear. Make sure we're on the same page here. I'm not saying what's happening is right. But what I will say is, we can't be naive to what's happening. The things that LeSean McCoy are saying publicly, people are saying it quietly. And I know we saw players come out, right? Jamal Charles, Tyreek Hill, the Honey Badger, everybody else that has come out to his defense and saying what, trying to debunk what LeSean McCoy said, is saying it's not true. But the problem is, we don't know, right? Truthfully, we don't know. As far as things go, right now, all the credit is always going to go to Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. That is what it is. I'm not saying it's right, but I will not be naive to the situation. People are always going to give the credit to Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. That's it. So he's going to have to go to another situation and prove that that's not the case. Should it be as an offensive coordinator again? No, he should get a head coaching job. Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that Most people aren't. He should get an opportunity to prove that as a head coach. But the things Shady McCoy is saying, people are saying it. Then they're just not saying it out loud because they're rooting for Eric Bieniemy. They want him to get a head coaching job. It's a tale as old as time. How long have we been pushing for black coaches to get coaching jobs in a sport that's dominated by black athletes? That's not nothing new. But we can't be naive to the situation. We can't be naive and think that there's owners out there and other head coaches out there who think that all the credit and all the genius goes to Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. That Coach Bieniemy is not benefiting from being in that situation. We can't act like that's not a thing that people think. Not saying it's right, but we can't act like that doesn't exist. So I'm not saying what LeSean McCoy said was right or wrong, but what I'm saying is people are saying that. He ain't the first to say it. He's just the first to say it out loud. Brian Daboll, Coach of the Year. It might be tough next year on those sidelines if Saquon Barkley is gone. And also if Daniel Jones is gone. Because they're both looking to get paid. And I can maybe understand the Saquon one. I can maybe understand it. You know, he is still coming off an injury. He looked really good this year, though. He was your best offensive playmaker because you didn't really have squat for receivers. I get it. I get it maybe being a little hesitant. Daniel Jones, I completely understand why the Giants are saying no. Is he out his rabbit-ass mind? $45 million a year? I've preached it plenty of times. I am totally okay when an athlete wants to bet on himself and try and get paid. I applauded it with Dak. I applauded it with Aaron Judge. I applauded it with Pete Alonso's about to do it. When players want to bet on themselves and try and get that big payday, I'm all for it. So I understand Daniel Jones is doing this because he may not get another. I think he's a decent quarterback. I definitely think he had a better year, and of course he improved, and he didn't turn over the football, but he had one good year. That doesn't put you in the conversation now to get $45 million a year, I'm sorry. And I get it. You got to go for your bag right now because you may not get another chance. You may go back to the guy that leads one of the top leaders in turnovers. You may go back to the guy that's one of the top quarterbacks in fumbles. So I get it. He's going for his bag now. But I can understand the Giants saying, hell no. I could get it. I could see it. He's changed agents. And I just don't think he's going to get that type of money, nor do I think he deserves it yet. It's got to be done more than once a year, and it's going to be really tough if Saquon's not there to hand the ball off to. It's going to be really tough for Chief. The Giants definitely need to get him some weapons. He needs help at the wide receiver position without a doubt. The defense we know is good. They're only going to keep improving. We know that the head coach clearly knows what he's doing. But he needs some weapons. And giving him that type of money will probably hurt the weapons you'll be able to put in. Because you won't be able to pay everybody. You just won't be able to do it. We keep getting closer. Pitchers and catchers have arrived. My guy Pete Alonso, like I said, betting on himself. He doesn't want to talk any contract talks. I don't want to talk about it. But he did say that the team is very, very hungry. So buckle up. And I mean, come on. It's the Mets. It's what we do. We got to get excited. On paper, we're a World Series contender. We're going to win, I think, 100 games again this year. You got to be excited. The team can only get better. And you just hope that come October, you can at least go out swinging and make it feel like it was worthwhile. Make it feel like it was worth getting those expectations up once again. And just don't go out like last year, though. In the wild card round, blowing the division, being the Mets. Just don't do that, please. Those are the ones that just torture us. Oh, those are the ones that are hard to sleep at night. It's just torture. Just, if you don't win the World Series, for me, I can't speak for everybody. For me, I'm in a position in my life now. If you don't win the World Series, I get it. It's okay. But have a great year. Stay healthy and don't go out like that. Don't blow the division. Don't lose at home to the Padres in the wild card round after you just won 101 games in the year. Don't do that. So I'm rooting for my boy Pete. I think the team is stacked. I think we got some X factors because you don't know what you're going to get from San Francisco. You don't know what Brett Baldy's going to bring. We got some X factors. Things could, I love all the players that are coming in during spring training. Met David Wright, Dallas Strawberry, Al Leiter. I love all those dudes that are coming in to give some knowledge and try and just help this team maybe get over the hump and maybe get there again. Just get there. Just get there again. Get there and fight. We know Shohei Ohtani is talking about he will be testing free agency, which in his language and in our language means he's gone. He's gone. He is not staying an Angel. I came down hard on him, I would say maybe a year or so ago now, when reports came out that he wanted to be gone pretty much because he wants to win. But my problem with that was, you know, even though he didn't play in the MLB, he still did research. You clearly saw that this Angels team was a joke. I mean, they have the best player in the world, and they don't even make the playoffs. So you knew that coming into it. So you could have went to a better situation from jump, because you were the prize package. You didn't have to settle for the Angels. There was multiple teams bidding for you. You chose the Angels. So I was annoyed at that at first, because I get it. A guy wants to win. He's here to win, especially with the talent that he has, pitching and hitting, you know, a generational talent. And to do it as well as he does do it. Sometimes I honestly wish he would just hit or just pitch, because we saw in his first year or so, he kept getting hurt. He was breaking down. He was tremendously improved last year and was able to do it. But I still think it's a lot to ask for. And I think I wish he did just pick one, or maybe didn't do both for the complete season. You know, maybe the second half of the year, maybe he pitches. And the first half of the year, he just hits. Whatever. But he will be gone. He will definitely be gone. Maybe a Met. Maybe not. Because we do have the pieces to offer the Angels. But what's going to be interesting about this is, now this is more than once that him and his team has come out and say that he's leaving. He's not happy. He wants to win. Clearly the Angels aren't going to be the place that does that. So will the Angels try and make something happen before the deadline, so you at least get something for him? Or do you just go and let him test free agency? Do you hold on to him as long as you can for this year, ride it out, and let him go to free agency? I don't know. I think you have to try and find a suitor that would be willing to take a risk on him, that potentially you'll trade him and he'll sign and trade with that new team. Another player that's made it obvious that he told us he's out, Manny Machado will be gone. He came out, said he's testing free agency, and there's no way the Padres are going to pay him. It's not going to happen. You can't pay Tatis. You're going to obviously try and keep Soto. Machado is older than both of them. He will be gone. These guys are testing the waters. They're betting on themselves. Once again, asking for a ridiculous amount of money. Looking for a $400 million contract for a guy that is a great player. Don't get me wrong. And a stud defensively as well, too. But you ain't Aaron Judge. And unless he comes out and has that type of season, which obviously he's not going to hit 62, but he better hit at least 40. You better hit 40 plus. You're looking to get that type of money in the offseason? The Padres better go on an amazing postseason run. They better win that division. And you better have 40 bombs or more. You better show that you're worth that type of money. Because I don't see it. Not at the age that he's at. I don't see it. And Manny Machado ain't old. He ain't ancient. But I don't see it. Listen, as always, guys, new listeners, old listeners, I appreciate you. Hit that subscribe button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you download that BetStamp app using referral code BlackBookie. Check out my guys, We Like Sports Podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at the BlackBookie. And as always, in the words of the icon Billy Walters, I've had some losing weeks. I've had some losing months. Never had a losing year. Snooze, you lose podcast. Till next time.